This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Application. And I'm telling you, he says your loins girt about with truth. So you get the picture there, but this is a spiritual thing. You must understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. It is a spiritual battle, and you must have truth. Now, the next thing, it goes on and says, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness is Jesus Christ. Righteous, Jeremiah 23:6 says it beautifully. I can't even say it even better. Jeremiah 23:6 says this. It says, in the days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name, whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. Now, if you notice, that's all caps. That is talking about the Father there. The Lord our righteousness. He is our righteousness. Don't put on your righteousness. You need to put on his righteousness. And he will protect you. So we see that the first two pieces was truth, and the second piece was righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness. It protects the heart. Everything's in the heart, and it protects the heart. But today, man, I'm super excited. We're on verse 15. Get your pen and paper. Wrap up. We're about to go. Guys, if you're watching this, share this out. You will be helping spread God's word. So listen, verse 15, it says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I don't know about you, but I love just the King James Bible. I mean, that's one I love because the words are so powerful. You know, people say, oh, it's hard to understand. Look it up. Look it up. I don't know what you're talking about. Now I want to break it down here. It says, and your feet. So we want to start there. He says, your feet. What are your feet used to do? For what are your feet used for? One, it started off with the word stand. Are you standing on your feet? And then the other purpose of the feet is to go. To go. So many of time, God people is not standing and they're not going where God told them to go. Oh my. Help me, Lord, unpack this here. How do we know? Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. Listen here. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20 says this. And Jesus came, oh my, and spake unto them, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the Father and in of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Your feet are made to stand and to go. And this is only possible in the power of God. Because if you don't have the power of God, you will be sitting on the sideline. You won't be standing. If you don't have the power of God, you won't be going telling people about Him. Man, I'm telling you, I love it what it said. This actually just jumped out to me. Verse 18, I want to read that again. Listen to this. This is why many are not standing or many are not going. It says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. And verse 20, let me go to 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I had.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.